today's contestants, a law student from Somerville, Massachusetts, Adam Smith. A software analyst from East Lansing, Michigan, Rachel Byrne. And our returning champion, a financial analyst from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Nick Klutz, whose one day cash winnings total $22,801. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Two substantial wins in a row to start off the week. That's a good sign for Rachel and Adam, our newcomers. Let's see how things work out against our champion, Nick. Here we go, players. Good luck. Let's reveal the categories now. All-American stamps. Next, female superheroes. Wearable car parts? Uh-oh. Oh, that's gotta hurt. He said it. And finally, dropping rhymes. Each correct response will rhyme with dropping. Nick, start.
He said it for 200.
In a 1901 speech, speak softly and carry a big stick. You'll go far. Rachel.
Who is Roosevelt? Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
Dropping rhymes, 200.
Chocolate sauce is this for ice cream. Adam?
What is a topping?
Yes.
He said it for 400.
2003. Baghdad is determined to force the Mongols of our age to commit suicide at its gates. Adam?
Who is Saddam Hussein?
You are right.
He said it for 600.
This former UCLA hoops coach, make each day your masterpiece. Adam?
Who is John Wooden?
Yes.
He said it for 800.
His teacher, Plato, is dear to me, but dearer still is truth. Rachel.
Who is Aristotle?
He's the one.
He said it 1,000.
1813. We have met the enemy, and they are ours. Two ships, two brigs, one schooner, and one sloop. Rachel.
Who is Nelson?
No. Who is Oliver Hazard Perry? Back to you, Rachel.
That's got to hurt 200.
Park Ranger Roy C. Sullivan survived being struck by this seven times, though he suffered some burns and hair loss. Adam.
What is lightning?
I don't know why I was laughing about that.
That's got to hurt for 400.
In 2014, a man in Denton, Texas, was a little under the weather after he was hit by softball-sized ones of these. Adam.
What is hail?
Yeah.
That's got to hurt for 600.
In 2003, injuries from a 400-pound white tiger named Manticore altered the magical Las Vegas career of this duo. Nick.
Of course, Siegfried and Roy.
Yes.
That's got to hurt 800.
Though she lost her arm in a shark attack, it didn't stop Bethany Hamilton from winning titles in this sport. Nick.
Was surfing?
Yeah.
That's got to hurt 1,000.
Here's Sarah with the clue.
Usually the result of a fall, a callus fracture, or what we commonly call a broken wrist, is a break in the distal end of this slightly shorter of the two forearm bones.
Adam?
What is the ulna?
Nope. Nick?
What is the radius?
I kind of narrowed it down nicely for you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Go again.
Dropping rhymes for 400.
Browsing outside the store. Adam?
What is window shopping?
Good.
600, rhymes for 600.
Answer there. The Daily Double. And a chance for you to get right back into this by tying Nick if you make it a true Daily Double and respond correctly.
I will make it a true Daily Double.
And will you respond correctly?
I'll do my best.
Okay. A thrilling movie or arterial blockage could be described as this.
What is a... plotting?
No. What is heart stopping? Heart stopping. All right, you're tied, but with Rachel. Go again.
I'll take rhymes for 800.
In the NBA, taking a dive to draw a foul. Nick.
It was flopping.
That's it.
Rhymes for 1,000.
A rocky protuberance on a cliff. Nick.
It was an outcropping?
That's the word, and that takes you to 4,200. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment.
I'm Michelle Marsh from ABC7, and the coronavirus is having an impact on all of us. For me, my mom is in the high-risk category, so that means I'm making runs to the grocery store so that she doesn't have to. Together, we can flatten the curve. Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
COVID-19 infections are rising and developments are changing fast. Stay in the know with the newest coronavirus updates so you can prepare for what comes next.
Watch Good Morning Washington tomorrow starting at 5 a.m.
Promotional consideration provided by TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
This is Chet. He loves work, but lives for the weekend. And now, he needs a new truck. So he came here and saw what others paid for the truck he wants. Now, he could recognize a great price. TrueCar. Buy smarter, drive happier.
Adam Smith is a law student from Massachusetts. An avid street food connoisseur.
I am.
With ambition.
I don't know if you could really call it ambition, but one day I would like to own a hot dog stand. So,
what's special about hot dogs?
In Chicago, we like to top ours with eight different toppings.
They're
sweet, they're salty, they're spicy.
All right. Rachel Burns is from East Lansing, Michigan, software analyst whose grandfather was a champion on a game show that was on the air many, many years ago, hosted by a friend of mine, Tom Kennedy.
Yep, my grandfather was a Name That Tune champion, amongst many things. He won a Datsun that my dad ran into the ground, and it became his first car.
All right, Nick Klotz is our champion. He is from Milwaukee. Had the kind of childhood that every young boy would be envious of. His home was basically an arcade.
That's right. So my grandfather had a game route throughout Chicago, and he had arcade games in bars, which made my dad's side job fixing those or swapping them out, in which case they'd be in my basement for a couple weeks or months.
All right. You're in command of the board right now, so go ahead and make a selection.
Let's do car parts for $200.
This sound deadener on a car sounds like it could also keep your neck warm. Rachel.
What is a muffler?
Yeah.
Car parts, $400.
The engine is under it. Adam.
What is a hood?
Good.
Car parts for $6.
Changing lanes. These are suggested. Also a word for what some horses wear so they don't see sideways. Rachel.
What are blinkers?
Blinkers, that's it.
Car parts, $800.
A rotor spins under the distributor one, part of the ignition system. This time, the wearable car part is a cap. Back to you, Rachel.
Car parts, $1,000.
Term for the arc-shaped pieces that fit inside and press against brake drums when stopping. Adam?
What are pads?
No. Rachel?
What are rotors?
No. You don't wear pads or rotors, but you do wear shoes. Back to you, Rachel.
All-American stamps, $1,000.
In 1999, a set of stamps celebrated the nature of this large desert in Mexico and the southwestern U.S. And that would be the Sonoran Desert. Pick again.
All-American stamps, $800.
2019's Wild and Scenic Rivers series includes Oregon's Deschutes River, which flows north before emptying into this mighty waterway. Nick.
Was the Columbia?
That's it.
Stamps for $600.
Issued in 2018, the stamp here celebrated this state's 200th anniversary. Nick?
What is Illinois?
Correct.
Stamps for $400.
The Great Lakes Lighthouses stamps of 1995 included New York's 30-mile point on this smallest Great Lake. Adam?
What is Lake Erie?
No. Nick?
What is Lake Ontario?
That's the one. Less than a minute now.
Superheroes for $1,000.
Being widowed by Yakuza began the journey of this Suicide Squad member whose name means a samurai sword. And that would be Katana. Back to you, Nick.
Female superheroes for $800.
It's the superhero name of Natasha Romanova, a big screen butt kicker played by Scarlett Johansson. Adam.
What is Black Widow?
Right.
Superheroes, $600.
A member of the X-Men, Aurora Monroe is this weather-controlling mutant. Adam.
What is Storm?
Yeah.
Superheroes, $400.
This superhero's magical weapons include a lasso of truth and indestructible bracelets able to deflect bullets. Rachel.
Who is Wonder Woman?
Correct.
Superheroes, $200.
Zoe Saldana teams up with Rocket and Groot as Gamora, the green-skinned member of this superhero team. Adam.
Who are the Guardians of the Galaxy?
You are right. Now the last clue in stamps. In the 1930s, this landmark was seen erupting on a 5-cent stamp. Rachel.
What is Old Faithful?
Correct. And that takes you up to 400. You get to go first when we come back. I was so happy to see Rachel and Adam get out of the red at the end of that first round of play. Rachel, you're picking first in Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for you. A real squab story. I have no idea what that's about. Instrument makers, herbs and spices, blanking blank, short runs on Broadway, and finally, we deal with notable Italians. Where would you like to start us?
Short runs on Broadway, 400.
Based on a Stephen King novel, this 1988 musical featured a high school dance to remember, but closed after only 5 performances. Rachel?
What is Carrie?
Good.
Blanking blank, 400.
Toss a coin into this structure, and your dreams will come true. Nick?
What was it, Wishing Well?
That's it.
Broadway for 800.
Shuttered after only 6 shows, Into the Light is about a physicist seeking the truth about this fabled burial cloth of Jesus. Adam?
What is the Shroud of Turin?
Correct.
Herbs and Spices, 400.
It's used as the bitter herbs at the Passover Seder and is a traditional accompaniment to roast beef. Rachel?
What is rosemary?
No. Nick?
What is horseradish?
That's it.
Broadway for 1,200.
A sequel to this musical, Bring Back Birdie, closed after 4 shows, but still earned Cheetah Rivera a Tony nomination. Rachel?
What is Bye Bye Birdie?
You are right.
Broadway, 1,600.
Bobby Boland, meant to be a star vehicle for this Lake Charlie's Angel, never opened, closing after 7 previews. Rachel?
Who is Farrah Fawcett?
Correct.
Blanking blank, 800.
You'll often find isopropyl on bottles of this antiseptic. Nick?
What is rubbing alcohol?
Correct.
Blanking blank, 1,200.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Doubles. You're still in the lead, but Rachel's moving up.
3,000, please.
3 it is. In 1947, a pilot reported 9 circular aircraft doing 1,700 miles per hour near Mount Rainier. And these 2-word items entered the modern lexicon.
What is flying saucer?
Yes.
Notable Italian for 400.
Urged to admit that he made up his travel stories, this Venetian supposedly said he hadn't told half of what he saw. Adam.
Who is Marco Polo?
Right.
Italians for 800.
He's the patron saint of animals and of Italy. Adam.
Who is St. Francis?
Yes.
Italians for 1,200.
In 1978, Albino Luciani chose this name to honor his 2 predecessors in his new job. Adam.
Who is John Paul I?
Correct.
Italians for 1,600.
This Italian woman published her Method of Education in 1912, and her name lives on in schools today. Nick.
Who is Montessori?
She's the one.
A blanking blank for 1,600.
Valdemar Paulsen's telegraphone of 1898 was one of these that used a reel of magnetized wire. Beep. It was an answering machine. A very early answering machine.
All right.
Beep.
Notable Italians for 2,000.
The musicians had scores, but he didn't. With poor eyesight, this 20th century maestro conducted from memory. And his name is Arturo Toscanini. Nick?
Let's go back to blanking blank for 2,000.
Douglas Fairbanks in 1929. These, featuring sound, bring the audience closer to the actor than the stage ever could. Nick?
What are moving pictures?
Nope. Rachel?
What are talking pictures?
Talking pictures, yes.
Instrument makers, 400.
In 1850... Heinrich Steinweg came to America from Germany, anglicized his name, and began manufacturing these. Adam.
What are pianos?
Steinway pianos, right.
Herbs and spices, 1,200.
This grass, important to Thai cooking, gets its flavor and fragrance from an essential oil called citral. Adam.
What is lemongrass?
You are right.
Herbs and spices, 16.
Answer. Daily double. All righty. Guess what? You're in a position to take the lead away from Nick.
I'll do 4,000.
Four will put you close if you're right. Olympic medals are imprinted with sprigs of these leaves that cooks use to flavor soups and stews.
What are bay leaves?
Bay leaves or laurel leaves. Right.
Herbs and spices for two.
Two-word name for the spice seen here. Native to China. It has a flavor similar to fennel. Rachel.
What is star anise?
Yes.
Instrument makers, 1200.
The Ottoman Sultan granted a family the name Zildjian, which literally means this metal percussion instrument maker. Nick.
What is a cymbal?
Cymbal, right.
Instrument makers, 800.
Trumpets made by Vincent Bach are so well respected, this violin maker's name was added to the name of some models. Rachel.
What is Stradivarius?
Yes.
Instrument maker, 1600.
Hohner makes the Bob Dylan signature model of this instrument that Bob plays. Nick?
What is a harmonica?
Correct, less than a minute now.
A real squab story, 400.
Operation Columba tells the story of how these pigeons were used by the resistance during World War II. Adam?
What are carrier pigeons? What are homing pigeons?
Homing or carrier, yes.
Squab story, 800.
In a Mo Willems book, the pigeon finds this food item, which he describes as a celebration in a bun. Needs mustard, though. Adam?
What is a hot dog?
Hot dog, yeah. All right.
Herbs and spices, 800.
Though this spice is the flavor of hot tamales candies, it is not one of the ingredients. Rachel?
What is cinnamon?
Correct.
Instrument, 2000.
In the 1930s, this man turned his experiences making clocks and motors into inventing an electric organ. Rachel.
Who is Wurlitzer?
No. Who is Lawrence Hammond? Rachel, back to you.
Short runs, 2000.
La Strada, based on this director's film, starred a young Bernadette Peters and said arrivederci after one show. And the Italian director was Federico Fellini. Three clues left, and we won't get to them. And look at that, folks. Rachel and Adam, who were in the red just a little while ago, now very much in contention, as all three players get to deal with this subject. Alliterative legislation. Move in a moment.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... We'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after this.
Tomorrow on ABC7's Good Morning Washington.
COVID-19 infections are rising and developments are changing fast. Stay in the know with the newest coronavirus updates so you can prepare for what comes next.
Watch Good Morning Washington tomorrow starting at 5 a.m.
With schools closed, ABC7 is on your side with smart ways to keep your family safe and entertained. Discover a local park or involve your kids in a DIY project. When friends visit, allow only one or two at a time. Just keep them at least 6 feet apart. And wipe down game controllers and electronics. Together, we will get through this outbreak. For more, download the ABC7 News app. ABC7 is on your side. ABC7's Ashley Rodriguez. The coronavirus is impacting all of us. For me personally, it's caused a lot of anxiety. But I'm staying positive. I'm watching cat videos online. And you know what? It might even bring us closer together. ABC7 is on your side.
A camel in a Geico ad asks, Mike, what day is it? And here's this nickname for Wednesday. What is hump day? Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Alliterative legislation. Keep that in mind as you deal with this clue. Signed into law in March of 1941, House Resolution 1776 was this act that provided aid to a foe from 1776. 30 seconds.
Good luck. We'll go to Rachel in the middle. Let's see. Did you come up with the correct response to our final? What is the Lend and Lease? We're going to accept that. Lend Lease Act. You're right. And you're going to add 6,800, doubling your score to 13,600. You have the lead for the moment as we go to Adam Smith. His response, correct. His wager, wow, 10,600. 21,200 as he takes the lead. Now over to Nick, who's not looking that happy. Did he go in the other direction? The British blockade, it'll cost him how much? It doesn't matter. He's going to finish in third place. And Adam Smith, well done, young man. You're the new Jeopardy champion. And we'll see you standing over here tomorrow. Join us then. Thank you so much.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11, an insurance giant giving coronavirus patients relief. The break now offered on the cost of a hospital stay. Plus, get ready for a roller coaster Storm Watch 7 forecast. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11. It's all hands on deck for the coronavirus. So why are medical students being sent home?
Of course you feel guilty that you aren't able to help.
Why experts say it's best to keep med students off rotation and how they could help instead. Thursday on ABC 7 News at 6. A Roller Coaster Storm Watch 7 forecast. Tonight at 11.